Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to challenge our Kansas dairy producers concerning the reproductive programs on their dairy farms. As I review dairy records from farms across the United States, it's amazing how many producers today actually have pregnancy rates of 40% or greater and conception rates of 50% or greater. So as we look at trying to achieve these high goals to improve the efficiency on our dairy farms, how do we do that? Well, number one, as I review things from various farms, it is very important that we have healthy cows. In other words, how are cows coming through the transition period? Do we have issues with retained placentas or metritis? Are we having a lot of difficult calvings in our herd? All of these things are going to reduce the reproductive efficiency on your dairy because they extend the time that is necessary for the reproductive tract to come back to normal and for the animal to express normal heats and be able to conceive. So as we start to think about these things, one of the important things is the voluntary waiting period. So when are you going to first inseminate animals? Many farms are successful using a voluntary waiting period of anywhere from about 60 to 80 days. However, keep in mind, as you get closer to that 80-day mark for your voluntary waiting period, it's probably important that you're very efficient with getting cows pregnant soon after that. If you're having a little bit of difficulty, you may want to consider a voluntary waiting period of about 60 days. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.